All right, it is Tuesday. That means time for Mobility Makers, brought to you by Bridgestone. No matter what the next generation of mobility will be on wheels, and Bridgestone will be there. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. It's not every day that General Motors announces an entirely new business unit, but that's what they did today. It is called GM Energy. Mark Bohl is General Motors head of V2X and battery solutions. V2X may need an explanation, but we will let's get to the bottom of what GM Energy is going to be doing. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Guy. How are you today?
Good, thank you. So Ultium Home is going to be one of the main products that GM Energy will offer. What will Ultium Home do for me as a GM vehicle owner?
Yeah, no, let me talk to you a little bit about that. We are excited, as the good intro that you gave us, to announce GM Energy and really announce a comprehensive ecosystem of energy management products and services. And so Ultium Home, it will be actually a unit that focuses on our residential customers. And so what we will do there is linking our EV to our home energy management system and some other hardware and software that we can provide, including stationary storage on the side of your house or potentially solar on your roof. We actually can help you manage your energy costs in charging your EV or even in your home, and also help you provide safe and resilient backup power to your own home. And so that big battery that sits within the EV vehicle or potential stationary storage that we could provide for your home could actually be a backup generation power source for you in times of need. So a full solution for our residential customers.
One of the things that I find compelling here will also allow customers to sell energy from your EV and stationary storage batteries back to utilities. So in other words, I could charge at night when the rates are lower. And if I'm not using my vehicle or not using that energy during the daytime, I could sell it back at a higher price. I could kind of become an energy speculator.
You can, and that's what V2X is all about, Guy, that you introduced at the beginning. That's vehicle to everything. And so the first piece that I talked about was V2H, which is vehicle to home. So again, using the battery power in your vehicle to charge your home in times of need, but using some of the software and the mobile apps that we'll provide and our interaction with your local utility, we'll be able to set up a program where we can do exactly what you said. You can charge your batteries at cheaper times and potentially then give energy back to the utility grid at times when there's peak demand and the utility needs that capacity, and we'll help you save energy costs by doing that, and we'll be the provider in the middle.
How will I know when those off-peak and on-peak rates are at their most profitable, or does the software do that for me?
That's something that we'll do for you. And so we'll have a mobile app in your hand. You'll let us know, you know, what you're doing today with your EV or your stationary storage. If it's an EV, are you driving to work? How many miles are you going? What do you need? We'll be interacting in the background in the back office with the utility, and we'll be finding those peak times when it's best for you to charge or not charge, or when it's best for you to give capacity back to the utility. So we're really going to provide a seamless solution for both our residential but also business customers in this space.
And obviously, we're kind of watching in real time what can happen when things go sideways with the weather and we lose power. It's something that we're all too familiar with here in Michigan, and specifically in the Detroit area, and our time to get rehooked up sometimes takes longer than a lot of areas. So this could really help mitigate the inconvenience of a power outage.
No, absolutely. And the timing of this for us is with the launch, the retail launch of the EV Silverado, which is in the fourth quarter of 2023. So with an EV Silverado and with some of the hardware and the software that we're talking about, we could hook up your home for that backup power resiliency that you're describing.
And how much will that cost me, Mark?
Well, we're putting the pieces together now, Guy. I will confirm that we will be competitive in that space, and we'll be offering some real, you know, cost savings opportunities for our customers that make a lot of sense.
Yeah. But the things that we're doing right now with some battery storage or generators, we may not need that generator if the car can be our source of energy from, you know, being pre-charged. Mark Bohl, we wish you well. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on Mobility Makers. We appreciate it.
All right, Guy. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it, too.
General Motors Energy, GM Energy, part of the growth operations that we're seeing now as General Motors continues to fill the spaces, not just in making the vehicles, but all the accessories that will surround the charging, maintenance, and management of energy, where you can actually maybe make a few bucks. It's 429.